myself and John Horton have assisted residents. We've presented at least two petitions from the residents of the area to the department, or Department of Transport as it was then. We've had ministers on site for meetings over the years, and we've continually kept the pressure on the department and flagging up the issues on behalf of the residents. It has become over the years quite frustrating because there's been no movement on this, but in the last year or so, there's been certainly one officer working very hard for us on this matter, and we thank Mr. Davidson very much for that. And there's been a lot of legal issues as well with trying to get the visibility splays in. But the thing of it was, trying to exit Heightonwood Hill onto Johnny Watterson's Lane meant residents literally had to take their life in their hands to creep out off the junction to try and get the visibility they needed to see if the road was clear. But by the time you're in the middle of the road, it's too late. And speeding traffic coming through Cronkbourne Village and upwards towards Johnny Watterson's Lane was also a big concern, and we've witnessed many times when myself and Mr. Horton have been there near misses, and have got photographs of the same. So it was a highly dangerous junction that required urgent attention. This is the second and final phase to actually see the job off, and I'm sure everybody will be very pleased with it, and we're grateful that the work's been done.